You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Now, what exactly made the Eagles think that One More Time to the Limit was going to take it where it needed to be? I mean, when there's nothing to believe in, still you're coming back, you're running back, you're coming back for more. I mean, your judgment is bound to be a little bit off. On this show, we're going to hear songs from The Fallouts and The Randoms and Bo Diddley. And I've been thinking about it, and something I would like to bring back is the long-distance dedication. When I was a kid, I used to love to hear Casey Kasem read some letter from somebody who would dedicate a song to somebody in another part of the country or the world even. And I don't know how specific I could ever get here with a song, but if you had an idea, you'd send an email. The email address here is morelosttime@gmail.com. with the dedication. And I could try to come up with something that doesn't try to mangle, that tries not to mangle the point too much. It's worth trying. I want to thank also everybody who's subscribed over the last couple of weeks. The response has been great. Let's get to the music. Speaking of bands where people kind of miss the point, this first act was from New York. They're called The Skells. It's from 1986, and this song is called Misery Loves Company.
I'm just like you, I'm exactly like you, and there's no one can tear us apart. We speak the same language and share the same thoughts and the same petrified little heart. Yeah. company. You were born to be with me. Then I said, misery loves company. You were born to be with me. When I was a boy, I had a mind on my own. Told my folks I was leaving home.
From the 1993 LP, Here I Come and Other Hits, that's The Fallouts with I'm Going Home, and before that was The Skells with Misery Loves Company. The Skells were criminally overlooked. The lead singer was a guy named, by the name of Mike Sport Murphy, who made a few records as The Skells, and then he made records, I think under his own name. One of them was called Willoughby that did pretty good. He ended up making music that was more in the sort of in the vein of the Dropkick Murphys, you know, kind of an, or the Pogues, you know, kind of an Irish folk punk thing. And once you know that and you hear the vocals on the Skells stuff, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you can really hear that, Irish punk thing come through. As far as the Fallouts go, they're one of my favorite Seattle bands during the music boom from that corner of the country. I love them a lot. They played live really rarely and they recorded a lot more rarely. If you can find their records, you should grab them. Right now the high energy thing seems to be working out okay, so let's we're gonna dig out one of the rarest, best punk singles that I know of from the Danger House label. There were only 2,000 of these ever pressed. It came out in 77. This is a band called the Randoms. The Randoms only played live once because Pat Garrett, who sings here, ended up in the Dills real soon after this, and the bass player here is John Doe, who you probably know went on to form X real soon after this. The A side is a tune called ABCD, and that was recorded in a stairwell at Oklahoma State University, but I think most people's affection, like mine, runs more to the B-side, which was recorded a few months later in Los Angeles. This is Let's Get Rid of New York.
Cut it.
The Standells with Someday You'll Cry. You know, by the Standells, most people tend to know Dirty Water and Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. They didn't write those. Those were written by a studio producer named Ed Cobb. But just as much, I liked their earlier, sweeter stuff, like that last one. But they didn't have any success with the real melodic ones. They didn't have success until Ed Cobb started writing that garagier stuff for them. You know, in fact, Dirty Water had that line in it, Boston, you're my home. But they were an L.A. band. It wasn't until Ed Cobb started contriving their image a little bit and writing the garagier songs for them that they started to have hits. So I think speaking of struggling for success, this is a good time for a word from our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by the New Generation Baking Company, where they make modern age brownies, the best brownies that you haven't tasted yet. You'll have to take our word for it for now, because it's still going to be a little while before they're available in stores. This is what we hear from Jacob Schwab, who runs the company out of a large industrial kitchen that they've built in the garage of their home here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. You know, most people think that the recipe for these amazing brownies has been in the Schwab family for generations, but it hasn't. It's actually brand new. It's been developed by Jacob's wife, Lucille, from a lot of trial and error. You know, it's so easy these days to distrust new things and assume that what's best is what's proven and what came first. That's not the case here. With many things, there's massive room for improvement, and according to Lucille, it's shocking what can be accomplished with an open mind, a willingness to borrow the best parts of a few different recipes, and the sensitivity to see what's not working and get rid of it. Before you know it, you end up with a secret recipe for the best there ever was. Or so they claim. They're delicious, nutritious, and even surreptitious modern age brownies. Just you wait and see. Now back to the music. Here's the master of the autobiographical soul rocker, Bo Diddley. So listen for him here. This is a live thing from 1963. The record is Bo Diddley's Beach Party. Listen to him. He starts barking in the middle of this. The song is called Bo Diddley's Dog.
Hold the hand. Gonna do the dog all over the land. her best friend cried 3 hours straight. She had eyes like a little girl's. And by the way, who got the pearls? Another friend might intimate her brother was 10 years too late. She had a heart like a little girl's. And by the way, who got the pearls?
That was The Balancing Act, a band that always sounded pretty good live from the 80s. That cut is called Who's Got the Pearls. It was from a 1986 record called New Campfire Songs, their first record. It was an EP, and that's good from start to finish. Their records that came out after that had real smart songs on them, but they could sound a little bit cold, as records from the mid-80s could. So that one, New Campfire Songs, that's the one to seek out. And that's about it for this show, except for one more, a stripped-down take on a tune that I think of as a 90s alternative rock classic. This is Betty Sevierte.
Two, three, four.
Down the slow dollar city, smoking fast and feel cool. Talking to the guy who lives downstairs, walking around in ridiculous furs. Back in the bush, find a cat, beat him up and wait for that. The grandma said we'll turn it back, go straight to hell just like dad. Well, don't you get your hopes up high, the kid's alright. And don't you get your hopes up high, the kid's alright. And don't you get your hopes up high. Falling over, feeling good. Feeling with a gal lives downstairs, walking around ridiculous furs. ain't hooky, can't I'm sick. No, no, care, it's just a trick. And she just wishes she never had those kids from hell that drive her mad. Well, don't you get your hopes up high, the kids are right. And don't you get your hopes up high, the kids are right. And don't you get your hopes up high.
That's Dutch rock heroes Betty Servier in 1993, recorded live in the studio for a competing radio station, not part of the NAC network. So thank you to our title holder for permission to share that recording with you. And thank you for listening. Our program was produced by Rick O'Shea and written by Oscar Nominee. You can subscribe to us through iTunes and email us ideas or dedications at morelosttime@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Sometimes we'll let you know what we're listening to in the office during the day. If you're a music fan on Facebook, consider joining Dan Paquette's Music Obsession by adding the group as a friend. And if you like the music played here, but also like current rock, read the Clicky Clicky music blog by Googling the phrase Clicky Clicky. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the show. And for you and for me, this has been More Lost Time.